Well, we've tried to brew it in a Hellas style, so it's a little bit fuller. We've brewed it with naked golden oats, and we've used them because they give a sort of nutty sweetness. We've used 8% golden oats, we've used 92% lager malt, all grown in Scotland. So, and we've tried to emulate the Hellas style because it's fuller, it's a bit sweeter. There's a lovely Styrian hop character in the lager. It's easy drinking. It's 4.6%. We're trying to make this a characterful but accessible lager because we've been asked for so long, when are you guys going to do a lager? And eventually, after 5 years of nagging by the trade, we finally said, right, we're going to do it. So we've done it. And this is our first stab at it. You know, I think the beer may evolve a little bit. It's not quite perfect yet. I like it. It's not perfect. But we're certainly 80% of the way there with this one, and I'm really chuffed with it. And the response tonight has been phenomenal. It's a full-bodied lager. Obviously, Pilsner is the opposite to that. It's very dry. It can be quite bitter. And although our lager is bitter, I mean, it's actually got quite a high bitterness, this. Because of the oats and because of the level of sweetness that's in this, there's a sort of balance to that. So it's got that sort of weighty mouthfeel. It's like the difference between a really flinty Pinot Grigio and a nice sort of full-bodied Chardonnay. You know, I think a few people have said, yeah, it's a bit too sweet, and we know that, isn't it? It's a touch too sweet, but I mean, this is the first time we've ever brewed a lager, and the issue for us with the way that we're set up, I mean, we're brewing in fairly large batches now because of the way that we produce. So it's not like we can do little simple trials every now and then. We just have to go for it, and you know, to get it right, 80% right, I'm pleased with it. I'm not delighted with it because, you know, I'm a fierce critic of our own products, but in the next two brews we will get it 100%, and when we get it 100%, it will be unassailably good. That is the target. It's the target. When I was brewing Dukers, and when we'd reconfigured it and we had the recipe perfect, we used to do something called the change test. We used to go into bars and we used to observe what was happening in the bar. And you would see guys coming in, they'd be ordering a pint of Dukers, so maybe a couple of pints for a couple of guys, and they'd drink the Dukers, it was so good. They'd down two-thirds of it, and they'd be in their pocket looking for their change to get the next pint.
I like it.
And that is when we knew the beer was absolutely, unassailably good.
Yeah.
And I think we're 80% of the way there with this. There's a little bit more work we need to do. But I'm really happy that this has been a good start. I mean, we doubled our staff in the last 12 months, and you know, that brings an enormous amount of complexity and challenge. And we've just been kind of trying to focus on making the business work internally. And you know, at the same time as that was happening, the call from the trade, from consumers, from retailers in and around Edinburgh, and also in our world markets, has got louder and louder, and they keep saying, when are you going to do a lager? And obviously, since we've moved to brewing in a lager brewery, we're in the perfect place now to do it. And I've always been about getting the right quality, the right flavour, and now we're there, now we're intense, now we're brewing it well, we can brew exactly the lager we want. And I think that all those things sort of combined at the right time for us to say, right, we're going to do it.
Is this going to be a core line now?
Yes. This is straight to core.
And what about availability? Because obviously, you know, we've had it on draft tonight. Is it cask, keg? Is it ever going to be bottled?
It's 50-litre keg. The plan is to introduce it in keg and roll it out in Scotland. In the third or fourth quarter of this year, we'll introduce it in bottle. And we'll start to roll that out to our other international markets.
And down south, to us Midlanders and Londoners, oh, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. Well, you have a good taste for beer down there. You know, I would hope, that some accounts would be able to sell this product.
Superb, Dougal. Thank you very much indeed.